The passage that I'm reading is by L. Frank Baum from the book The Emerald City of Oz on pages 167 to 169 concerning the phantasms. The first and the foremost slowly raised his arms, and in a twinkling his hairy skin fell from him, and he appeared before the astonished gnome as a beautiful woman, clothed in a flowing gown of pink gauze. In her dark hair flowers were entwined, and her face was noble and calm. At the same instant, the entire band of phantasms was transformed into a pack of howling wolves, running here and there as they snarled and showed their ugly yellow fangs. The woman now raised her arms, even as a man-bear had done, and in a twinkling, the wolves had become crawling lizards, while she herself changed into a huge butterfly. Guff had only time to cry out in fear and take a step backward to avoid the lizards when another transformation occurred, and all returned instantly to the forms they had originally worn. Then, the first and foremost, who had resumed his hairy body and bare head, turned to the gnome and asked, "Do you still demand our assistance?" "More than ever," answered the general, firmly. "Then tell me, what can you offer the phantasms that they have not already?" inquired the first and the foremost. Guff hesitated. He really did not know what to say. The Gnome King's vaunted magic belt seemed a poor thing compared to the astonishing magical powers of these people. Gold, jewels, and slaves they might secure in any quantity without a special effort. He felt that he was dealing with powers greatly beyond him. There was but one argument that might influence the phantasms, who were creatures of evil. "Permit me to call your attention to the exquisite joy of making the happy unhappy," said he at last. "Consider the pleasure of destroying innocent and harmless people." "Ah, you have answered me," cried the first and foremost. "For that reason alone, we will aid you. Go home and tell your bandy-legged king that as soon as his tunnel's finished, the phantasms will be with him and lead his legions to the conquest of Oz. The deadly desert alone has kept us from destroying Oz long ago, and your underground tunnel is a clever thought. Go home and prepare for our coming." Guff was very glad to be permitted to go with this promise. The owl man led him back down the mountain path and ordered the scarlet alligator to crawl away and allow the gnome to cross the bridge in safety. After the visitor had gone, a brilliant and gorgeous city appeared upon the mountaintop, clearly visible to the eyes of the gaily dressed multitude of phantasms that lived there. And the first and foremost, beautifully arrayed, addressed the others in these words, "It is time we went into the world and brought sorrow and dismay to its people. Too long have we remained by ourselves upon this mountaintop, for while we are thus secluded, many nations have grown happy and prosperous, and the chief joy of the race of phantasms is to destroy happiness. So I think it is lucky that this messenger from the gnomes arrived among us just now, to remind us that the opportunity has come for us to make trouble. Then we will destroy the whimsies, the growlywogs, and the gnomes, and afterward go out to ravage and annoy and grieve the whole world." The multitude of evil phantasms eagerly applauded this plan, which they fully approved. I am told that the herbs are the most powerful and merciless of all the evil spirits, and the phantasms of Fantastico belong to the race of herbs.